Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
We're hearing what's old is new again in Silicon Valley. Stack ranking, it's back in full force as some of these tech companies continue to rein in costs during what's been multiple years now of efficiency. They've largely done this through layoffs. So stack ranking, it's sometimes called rank and yank. It's the practice of ranking your workforce pretty much on a bell curve and then cutting the bottom percentage of performers. Shopify, with the latest spin on it, the information reporting, Shopify has a new system where employees compete for raises. They've got something called a mastery level, giving employees a numerical rating, and then only those whose scores increase in a certain review period are then eligible for raises. That's according to the report. Shopify cut 20% of its workforce on top of an initial 10%. And then other big tech companies have gone through similar layoffs. They're notorious for similar types of internal ranking systems. Meta, for instance, recently raised the bar for its employee ratings. And then Google is getting pickier about who it labels as a top performer, while Amazon is reportedly not giving raises to anyone at the L6 level or higher, which is mostly management, saying that the stock has risen so much that their compensation has increased because of it. The return of this more cutthroat ranking system signals a shift right now in tech company culture. So during the pandemic, they overhired. They were fiercely competing for talent. There was a sense that some tech workers got a bit complacent. You remember quiet quitting. And then came the end of zero interest rates. That really changed the hiring landscape dramatically. Companies started laying off thousands of workers. You can see that in the chart there, really peaking the beginning of last year. Tech companies now need to prove that they are being efficient. They have been rewarded on Wall Street for some of the cost discipline that's come largely through layoffs. It's really what the street wants to see right now is that efficiency. While tech companies have this new wrapper on it, this type of merit-based competitive job cutting, it's been around since at least the 80s. Jack Welch is famous for bringing it to GE. The company eventually scrapped it around 2015. And there has been some research that's found it's not the most effective technique. It might be the most explicit right now about this type of systematic pruning of the workforce, even though they don't always call it stack ranking. It is alive and well in other sectors, guys. Take banking, for example. Goldman bankers and traders, they still compete fiercely for bonuses. The bottom performers there get cut as well. So after massive waves of tech layoffs, employees may have thought their jobs were a little safer. That might not be the case at this point, with new forms of stack ranking making a comeback. This is where you rank employees on a bell curve and then cut the bottom portion of those. It was made famous by the late Jack Welch, the former CEO of GE. It's sometimes called rank and yank. Tech companies have been bringing it back in different forms as a means to keep headcount in check during these new years of efficiency. And heading into earnings, discipline and cost discipline is really a big theme and in what investors want to see across tech. So names like Amazon, Alphabet, Meta have all cut double-digit percentages of their workforce. After overhiring during the pandemic, they all use some sort of employee rating system. The information also reporting that Shopify is now using a numeric rating system. Then only those whose scores increase in a review period are eligible for raises, according to the report, which Shopify executives are pushing back on. The return of what some see as a more cutthroat internal rating system does signal a shift, though, in tech company culture. So back in the pandemic, they overhired and they were fiercely competing for talent. And then came the end of zero interest rate. That really changed the hiring landscape dramatically. Companies started laying off thousands of workers. You can see in that chart there, the layoffs really peaking early last year. Tech companies now need to prove that efficiency, and they've been awarded for some of the cost discipline layoffs. Not just big tech, though. You got Coinbase, Square, PayPal. All of those companies have gone through sort of the same structure of layoffs, and you've seen it reflected in the stock price, guys.
There used to be, I'm going to attribute this to Jack Welch, and I may be doing so incorrectly, that there was a feeling that you culled the weakest 10 or 15% of the herd every year. Is that where these tech companies seem to be going?
It does seem to be that strategy, this sort of, instead of going through these rounds of layoffs, this almost pruning of the workforce, and it's seen as in some ways, a meritocracy. There are people out there that like this and say that's the fair way to do it. You also hear about something called a PIP, a performance improvement plan. So that's common
I've
in
heard
tech.
Of them.
That
it, mm-hmm.
If you hear, I know, Tyler, hopefully you're not on a PIP right now. But it's where it's kind of seen as like the Grim Reaper coming. It's the signal that you're probably going to get laid off, but they will give you the opportunity and say, all right, here's your opportunity to go and improve your performance, but it's seen as a negative in tech. And Leslie, this might resonate covering the banking sector, but I've talked to folks who say, you know, this also happens in banking.
Yep.
Goldman Sachs, for example, you know, if you're not a top performer, you're not going to get that bonus and you're probably going to be let go. But it's less explicit. These tech companies have implemented these new systems and ways to rate people. And it's easier to kind of prove and quantify in finance. If you're not a top trader, it's easy to say, okay, listen, you're looking at the P&L. Leslie's bringing in the most as far as trading. Kate's kind of underperforming. We're going to get rid of Kate. Whereas in engineering, it's a little bit more subjective and it's a lot more team oriented. So the downside of some of this stack ranking can often be less collaborative has been the negative commentary around it. And there's been studies out there that prove that it's not effective. So kind of a divisive topic.
So Leslie, what do you think? Give Kate an 11 on a scale of 10?
I think
yes.
11 and a half.
11 and a half 11. On a scale of 10.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Way to go, Kate.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.